You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey, what's going on, my golf friends? Thanks for checking us out. You can find us on all podcast platforms. You could also find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search Upstate Golf Guys. Also, check out our new website, upstategolfguys.com. That's where you could find our popular Uncle Sam logo hats. Also, our dry fit polos, our dry fit quarter zips. We have some hoodies, we have some tees, we have some golf towels. Come check out the website. You won't be disappointed. Thank you for checking out this episode, and I hope you enjoy. Welcome to another episode of the Upstate Golf Guys podcast. Before we get into today's episode, I just want to thank Greg Tudor, my last guest. The episode just dropped. Make sure you guys check that out. And then the few guests before that, still George Dundon and Brandon over at New Nine. Those episodes are available for you to check out. They're awesome episodes. Brandon at New Nine especially, is a ton of stuff going on. Today, I have part of the gang with me. I've mentioned before that we're in a new network. It's coming along pretty good.
It's growing.
It's definitely growing, right, Raj? Absolutely. Raj is out there kind of grabbing some people. How many
I got a few podcasts interested in my little recruiting stint I went on the other day when I had nothing to do.
But so. I have an original that jumped on board with us, the Drop Podcast. I have Ryan with us. What's going on, Ryan?
Hey fellas, how you doing? Pleasure to be on.
Oh, man, welcome to the show. We appreciate you having you.
Absolutely, bro. Yeah, we're gonna go a little ride down Jersey. Tell me a little bit about when you started your podcast, brother.
Well, I'm gonna go back to this Golfer Gang Network. I love that nobody can put like an official definition on what it is. It's like a network. It's kind of like Mike and I have struggled with like how to officially define it. But to your point, it is going great. So it seems to be working. What's going on down in Jersey? Yeah, I mean, Mike and I are running the Drop Podcast here. It's been a little bit over probably like a year and a half now. October of 22, we came out with our first episode. And Wednesday, the 13th of March, was episode 75. So 75 weeks in a row, we've been rolling with it. So it's been going pretty good.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah, the consistency, man. That's what it is. Consistency.
It's, you know what, when we first started, we looked up stuff and like we're doing research and I'm sure we'll get into the history that, you know, how it came to be and whatnot. But I like we were just kind of going through and it was like consistency is the key. It's like no matter what it takes, no matter how long, no matter how short an episode is, put something out, get something to your listeners every whatever it's going to be, every 2 weeks, twice a week, once a week, every Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, whatever day it is. It was the consistency is the biggest part to it. So that was definitely something that we took to heart. And again, 75 in a row, we've been rocking and rolling. And I think we've had out of those 75, probably 60 plus guests on each show. So I'm nice. Trying to get people from around Jersey to jump on and do different things. So it's been really good.
Yeah, you had a few big guests. We'll get into that. absolutely, man. A couple big ones.
So when you started doing it consistent like that, you slowly just noticed the growth? Because we're obviously a newer podcast and just getting off the ground here. So, like, we're just curious how you, if you've seen the numbers growing slowly over time and or like a big progression. How did it work out for you guys?
So it was slow at first for sure. And just like you guys, it's just Mike and I, you know, we had different jobs on the podcast, but it's, he's got his part of it. I got my part of it. And it's just a two-man operation. We're setting up the interviews. We're doing the interviews. We're doing the editing. We're going out there to record, anything, any kind of content. Again, anything, there hasn't been anything, anybody else that's involved in it. Just Mike and I and anybody, you know, who's given us a piece of advice really, but as far as like doing this stuff, it's just Mike and I. Gotcha. But it is a slow process and it is a grind. Yep. But if you stay on the grind, you start to see all of a sudden it's like, oh shit. Like a couple weeks ago, we only had 10 followers. Now we got 25. And then a couple months later, it's like, oh shit. Now we're at 75. And it's like the, it seems slow at first. And then you look back and you're like, oh, like we got all these followers, kind of like a work week, like Monday drags, Tuesday drags, Wednesday drags, Thursday drags. By Friday, you're like, oh, it's Friday already. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like that. So
that's a good, that's
and good Jeff said it best too. He said Rome wasn't built overnight and neither was a podcast. That's for damn sure. You know, we get frustrated over here. I do actually. I shouldn't say we get frustrated. He's pointing right over at me. I'm the numbers guy. I'm always looking to check out what episodes are doing awesome. I think a lot of people are like me, but they just don't really advertise it. I'll come out and be like, geez, this episode sucked. I'm not getting any followers in this one. But then I'll have one that has 10 times the amount of listeners than one that I thought was going to do great. So that's where the frustration comes in. I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about.
So actually, I don't have any idea what you're talking about because Mike's our numbers guy. Okay. He's the one that's constantly like, he's DMing me or you know, text messaging me like, oh, this episode was awful. Or like, oh, we got 23% less views this week in 9 hours than we got. And literally, there's times where like, I don't mean to be dismissive of him, but sometimes he can hammer him away too much. And I'm just like, I don't really care. I didn't interview Jim Nance so that we could have, you know, so that thousands of people could listen. I did it because it was really pretty cool. So it was just like there's sometimes where it gets to be a little too much, but you do have to have to Mike's credit and Anthony, to your credit, like you do have to have that numbers guy. I don't think that a podcast is growable or like this is able to be something without someone who's going to focus on those. Because if you're going to sell it to people, you got to have the numbers. And that's just, I'm not a numbers guy. So that's, I'm glad that I have Mike to be my yin to my yang.
We all play a part for sure. We all definitely put an arm into this thing. And
So exactly how do you balance all of everything that you do between family life, going out golfing, doing this podcast? How do you balance all that?
So Mike likes to say it all the time. We're playing Tetris. You know, there's all kinds of different pieces. We're trying to fit it in. I have a little bit more time. You know, we're a little more flexible with me because I'm a single guy and I got a dog and an apartment. So, you know, other than work, I got a little bit more time. I do have a job. So it's, you know, a real full time. I don't just do this full time. So, you know, the responsibilities that come with that. But then outside of that, it's not like I got to play Uber driver driving girls to this dance class or this soccer practice or anything like that. So it is a bit like Tetris. I feel like we've gotten a bit of a good groove with like when we record the podcast, when we put stuff out. I feel like it's a good balance of things for us. And that's kind of, I don't know, other than Tetris, I don't know how else we balance it.
Fit it in when you can. For the listeners out there, I don't know if we actually touched up on this. Mike is your partner who couldn't make it tonight.
Yeah. So I'll go through, I'm a history guy, so I'll go through the history of it. Mike and I have known each other for probably 18 years, maybe a little bit more. We've coached against each other now for all this time. We're both teachers and coach at different schools. you know, so he coaches at one school, I coach at another's, and we've gone against each other now for all this time. And one day right before COVID happened, I had gotten divorced and I was like, I want to get into playing more golf. So I put a list together of like people I want to play more golf with. And I like Mike, you know, we get along when we see each other, but wasn't like, we're not super, like we didn't grow up best friends or we didn't play golf every weekend or whatever. He was a guy that I like hanging out with him. I'd like to hang out with him more and play golf with him more. So, I was like, hey, you want to play golf one day after school? And it happened to work out with his schedule, again, playing Tetris with the girls and wife and this, that, and the other. And kind of flirted the idea that like, hey, we should do like a coach's podcast where like we're on the golf course and we talk about this. And turns out like we kind of molded it into what it is, where we talk New Jersey golf. We've happened to find this niche here and it seems to be working for us. So
golfing in the Garden State. I love that.
A tagline.
Right.
The logo's fresh too. I love the logo. Logo's fresh too.
Very good. Absolutely. State. So are you in the same high school conference?
I guess I should answer your original question. I live in Monmouth County. Mike's down by LBI. So we're like an hour away from each other where we live. So we've only recorded one podcast in person in the whole year plus that we've been doing this, which was a lot of fun, but as you can see, if you don't have a proper space for it, you can really got to cuddle with each other.
Nothing like technology.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
So I forgot where I was going with that.
You were going with so basically you're an hour apart from each other. I was just asking about Mike, your partner and everything, and that you guys aren't right next to each other. Like us, we're within 5 miles apart from each other. So it's easy for us to hop, skip,
get together and
this place and hang out and do
this. Yes. So for Mike, again, it's that game of Tetris. So it's like, hey, you know, I can record Sunday morning at 8, but I got a hard out at 9:30 because I got to bring this, that, do the other thing. And then not to mention, like, I also don't want to get away of family time. So it's not like, hey, I got stuff to do during the morning, but like I can jump on at 5 right before dinner. And it's like, no, go have dinner with the family. Like, you know, we can kind of balance it. Yeah, without the technology, we wouldn't be able to do this. We wouldn't have, you know.
You guys do it. I was telling these guys before we hopped on. I think you just seem the most established. I think everybody in the golfer gang is awesome. But you guys really know how to do it for sure, technology-wise and podcast-wise. We definitely stumble over our words sometimes, and you guys flow. You guys are good at what you do.
75 episodes in. I don't get that, right?
I'll tell you, I got to a point where if you go back and listen to our first couple episodes, really you could listen probably up to episode 73. But I say, just even in life, not even just on the podcast, I say
Yeah.
all the time.
Yeah.
And it wasn't right. And it's not like I don't know what I'm saying, or it's not like I'm trying to verbalize it. It's not like a kind of like I'm trying to it's just within the flow of my conversation. And when I listen to it, and what I do on the podcast, I edit the podcast. So like we talk about it and then we edit it, and then I have to listen to all those ums and pauses. And I'm like, you sound like an absolute moron. Like, what are you doing? And then the more it went, I don't know. It's probably a combination. I don't know if I got more comfortable with like flowing with it to your point, or if I just was like, fuck it. I'm not going to really care that much about how often I say it, but whichever way it is, we've definitely gotten better as it's gone on. Our banter between each other, like I said, like Mike was someone that like I recognize is like, hey, I want to be friends more. I was gonna say more than friends. I want to be more friendly with him, right? Like I see him a couple times a year at different sporting events. Like, let's go play golf a little more often. Like I'd like a golf buddy. Like let's be golf buddies. Like let's hang out. And I think we got good banter. I think we've had a lot of people say, like, I thought you guys were best friends since like third grade. And
it sounds like it.
Yeah. It's not the case, but I think that goes well to what we got going on. So,
absolutely, man. I just wanted to, you know, learning as you go with podcasts. I always have a hard time, and these guys will say it is in my intros. I've probably edited 75% of my intros, cut out the beginning, redid it myself, put it, you know, through Audacity or whatever, and then just cut it all together. Then last week, I had Roger. It was actually just the three of us. Episode 10.
Just like a recap of our golf weekend.
It was just a bullshit.
I think after the 20th cut, we started.
It was like you know how when you see
actors get actors, that laughing giggle bug. Yeah,
it was literally
we were like this guy.
I'd start the episode over again. I'd be like, oh, let's read. And I didn't. The worst part is I deleted that whole part. And I never saved it. That's the shit you got to save.
Yeah. Got to get a blooper reel.
Because I was belly laughing. Like, I would turn my head. I'd do the. I'd be like, okay.
I couldn't even look in the camera.
Woosa.
Yeah. Right. That's what it was. So I was like, okay. I mean, that's why we're doing this, man. We're for the laughs.
Right, because it's fun. That's why we all got into this. It's fun.
Well, I'm not doing it for the money. I'm doing it for the network, meeting awesome people like yourself. Yeah. And
we had a bunch of those where it was like editing and chopping up different things, like any ad reads that we had. It was like, okay, well, you know, Mike started the first couple. He does most of our ad reads, so like he's got the first couple, and then I got to cut it, and then he picks it up again. So yeah, we've all been there.
Roger actually has he's got himself a really nice sponsor for what he likes to do, especially a local dispensary, 420 Bliss over there in Brunswick. Yeah,
they take good care of
him. They give him a bag. When I say a bag, it's like a shopping bag a week of all sorts of different
goodies.
Vapes, yeah, goodies, edibles.
They take really, really good care of him.
So they can't give money, but they give him products. So
yeah, then I do like little reviews.
I was going with this. You were telling me about your ads. I told him I wanted to kind of try to do an ad because we do all like to smoke a little bit, whatever. We should do a little ad.
Nothing wrong with that.
For them. Right, exactly. For 420 Bliss, you know, like a little cut in kind of how you guys do yours. And put something together, you know. What are you smoking over there? You know, I got the Georgia peach or whatever. You know, just
the hell knows what they got nowadays.
Know, but yeah. Exactly. Just I love the avenues that you could go with the podcasting. You know,
and that's the thing. Like everybody's finding their lane. Like with you guys sticking the New Jersey avenue of it. That's a perfect thing to do because there's so much to talk about in New Jersey.
Absolutely. Well, right. Speaking of, let's talk about your bracket challenge. March Madness is a huge month. You're doing your own kind of bracket challenge. Tell me a little bit about that, brother.
Yeah, so we did it last year. There's another guy. He's not doing a podcast like we are, but he does. He's been to every public course of the state. His name's Orson Rosas. Great guy. And he had this challenge. Took him 5 years, and he played every public course in New Jersey. And people think New Jersey is such a small state, and it really is. But from the bottom to the top, it's like it can be 4.5 hours to get from like Cape May up to Highbridge Hills, like, you know, up in Sussex County. So, you know, you're talking quite a good journey there. Anyway, we got hooked up with him. He gave us a list, and Mike and I put this list together last year of courses that we wanted to play, like a March Madness bracket style. We had people vote on which course was better, and ultimately Seaview Resort down outside Atlantic City. They won. Their Bay course won it. So we went down, we played there, did an interview with Jeff Carswell, the head pro there, and had a great day. It was really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was actually Jeff was actually nice enough to get us the last time before they closed the course for the ShopRite Cup. So the only people behind us were LPGA pros that were there practicing. And their caddies. So it was pretty. It was a pretty cool experience. You had all the stuff up. It was really cool.
Keep that pace of play going.
Yeah. You know what? It was shocking that they. You know, there were. I think I remember there being three or four people behind us, but the amount of space that they use because they're hitting multiple balls and multiple clubs. So yep. While it's just them, their caddy. I think one of them had like a coach out there. There was only one bag, I guess. But it was like they're not going. They're not worried about pace of play because they're right. Like, I'm going to hit it to here, right? And then what kind of shot do I want? Do I want to hit a fade, a draw? It was kind of cool to see that part of it.
Right.
So then this year we were talking about what we want to do, and it was the courses. We broke it up to courses we haven't been to in the last year to 18 months. public courses. And that was kind of a caveat. And some people didn't necessarily listen to those, that part of the rules, because they were like, you played there this year, why didn't you pick that? And it's like, well, I couldn't pick it because I played there this summer. So, but we picked, we both picked 16 courses. So there's a 32 team field. And same thing, we're putting the courses on Instagram. People on, you know, our followers are voting, and whichever one moves on, we got like a whole bracket that's out there. And again, same thing, we're going to go visit the winner. So I know that there's, we're down to the Elite Eight, you know, so on episode 75 was March 13th. So March 14th was the Elite Eight voting. Then that'll come out the following Wednesday. And it just kind of goes from there. So we'll, yeah, it's been, it gets a lot of traction. It's really cool. The courses around us show up for their course, really show up at this time. It's really pretty cool to see like who's sharing it. So there's one course, Neshannock Valley. It's not terribly far from Rutgers there. I don't know if you've played it there, but
no, I never played it.
It's 27 holes, beautiful facility. I did play it, so I couldn't pick it. So Mike was able to pick it. So we did like a live draft, and Mike was able to pick it before me. And like the town of Neshannock is sharing it, like our post. Oh, so Neshannock cool. Valley Golf Course, then the town is sharing it, and it just like, it just sees more eyes that way. And it's, right. It's really cool to see that roll, as you go through. And then there's another course, Skyway in Jersey City, which has such a big following because it's the only public course in that area of the state. So it has such a big following that when they have openings, like it's tough to get a time there. And it's, you know, they do outings, they do all, you know, beautiful views of like the Statue of Liberty in the background and everything. So it's got a huge following too. So that's actually in this week's Elite Eight, Neshannock and Skyway is a heavyweight match.
I wanted to chime in your last episode. Mike was funny, kind of what you were just speaking of, when he reaches out and asks to reshare how he kind of gets frustrated. He's like, I'm just trying to promote you, man. He's like, I'm just trying to like give you guys more eyes. You don't want to share me? Fine. You know, it was just funny how he went on that little
show. Yeah. And so he tries and he does a bang up job with it. There's not another person who answers messages, DMs, whatever, faster than he does in the entire world. I swear he knows what you're texting before you even hit the send button. And he sometimes, that, you know, some counties won't share it because they don't necessarily know what our podcast is. Some won't because there's just red tape on like, no, we're not allowed to share public entity, whatever jargon they want to use. Sure. And it's to his point, he's right. We're just trying to promote your golf course, right? If you're, an Ocean County course, a Monmouth County course, Sussex, whatever county, we're just trying to promote your course. So just, we're not trying to do anything there. Right. Yeah. Just
we're not looking for money. We're not looking for nothing.
Right. Exactly.
Right. It ain't costing them nothing.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
All of us are in it for the same thing. And I don't think when people see us on the other end, they're like, who is this guy and what is he all about? What does he want?
But what's his agenda? Yeah.
Right. We're just trying to grow the game we all love, man.
Because think about it. Even when Jeff reached out to you at first, I was like, all right, what kind of scam is this one? Because you get the one, oh, you can get 1,000, 1,500 followers in 20 minutes if you sign up for this or whatever.
Getting catfished.
I was so skeptical at first with that because, again, like, right, you could get catfished. You could get picked up and someone else just picks up the work that you've put all this work in for now. You've put in the, you know, it's not as drastic as blood, sweat, and tears, but like time and money and effort, and then someone steals your idea. That's definitely something. And I was like, Mike, we don't know who this guy is, but ultimately we are all doing this to spread the game and to be involved in something that's like, then why are we doing this? If it's a hobby, we don't need to be spending as much time as we're doing on it. And if it's, you know, if we're looking to get to another level, then what's the next level, right? Barstool's not coming to pick us up, right?
No,
the good guys aren't coming to pick. So like, you know, you got to start somewhere. So it was very skeptical at first because it's a random DM that you get, right? So
yeah,
absolutely.
I think we all were. I was like, Roger, who is this guy and what does he want?
I'm like, dude, he's a real person. I looked into him. Like, he's got his own Instagram or his own podcast going. I'm like, from what I'm looking at, man, everything looks like 100% legit.
I trust this dude with all my heart. And that's I was like, if Roger was on board, I'm following. Like, I would follow Roger into a line of traffic, you know, coming at us.
I might do that later.
He's a smart man, Roger, and he does a lot of the inside homework for me. And I'm like, you know.
Yeah, but it's good though, because of me doing my podcast, I get certain guests on, and then he gets certain people, and it connects us with, you know, I got a couple guests he's had on. It works because it's two different audiences for us.
Right. You kind of bounce off each other. Yeah.
So before the network even, I'll give you a little background. Before the network even approached us, Jeff approached us. Roger had his podcast going for about 6 months or so.
Yeah, I started June 1st of last year. I dropped my first episode. Right.
And he was taking some time off because he was getting a little frustrated.
Yep.
And then I said, you know what? I have this. It started with our bucket list to try to golf all 50 courses on the Cape, on Cape Cod. Which is in a different state. We're in upstate New York,
yeah.
But it's Massachusetts. It's about three hours and 20 minutes.
I was going to say, that can't be too far from where you guys are.
No, my parents have a condo out there, so we're...
get out there at least twice a year.
Well, Mike does. I go out about 5-6 times a year. But Mikey, we have an awesome trip coming in April, but I don't want to get off the point of what I'm saying. The podcast started off of that idea. I said, let's create a name. My original name was 518 Golf the Cape, because we're 518 upstate New York. A lot of people from 518 go to the Cape. So now we're going to feature our trips. Like, they're going to be feature episodes going out to the Cape. We're still doing our thing. But I told Roger about my idea with a podcast and golfing all 50 courses of the Cape. And Roger was like, do it. Let's do it. And
we
let's
got
team
nothing
up.
To lose.
He
That's
said,
the whole thing.
He said, he said, let's do it and let's team up. And I think I thought about it. Like, again, this was before the network. This was before Jeff approached us. And I'm like, you know how Instagram is. I could share the hell out of his shit, and he shares the hell out of mine. Just the more eyes, the better, man. And now that's kind of how this network is, right? I think there's 12 on board, and we just there's more eyes. There's people out in Minnesota that are seeing us now. There's people in
all
Canada.
Philadelphia. Right. I mean, it's everywhere.
It's wild. Yeah. So do you ever, I know you're the numbers guy, you ever see that, like, where your listens come from?
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting.
Do you have ever, like, so like, less than 1% of our audience is in, like, New Zealand?
I have one. Well, so you can scroll down, I think, on the megaphone now, or on Spotify, and you can actually see. And I actually had one download was in England, which is weird. And then another single download was, I want to say, like, Brazil or...
Yeah, I had Algeria or something a couple times.
Well, what are they doing?
My theory is this, and I have nothing to prove it, but we're not that big. Nobody cares about New Jersey golf in Brazil or New Zealand or even England, quite frankly. Right. But I think that it's when people scramble their internet and use different... IP addresses or whatever it is. I think that it's bouncing all over.
So, yeah, someone's got, like, a VPN or whatever.
That's my theory there.
That makes perfect sense, dude. That's actually a great theory. I think that's you're probably spot on with that, to be honest with you.
Again, I don't have anything to back it up, but I do find it funny to be, you know, to say, like, hey, if you're listening to this, and
you never know. You never, I can tell you from experience, you never know.
We've all gone down a rabbit hole on the computer and end up clicking on something, and
or even, like, on Instagram, you're scrolling through and then all of a sudden you get, like, some kind of ad thing and you're like, what's that? You click on it and then all of a sudden you're in, like, another universe.
Absolutely.
You're in another world.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, I gotta get to this, man. This is eating me alive, man, because I try to reach out and tag Bob Does Sports. I tag, you know, Fat Perez. I tag the guys from Foreplay.
He actually got me a Bob Dub Sports
cameo.
For my birthday. It was awesome.
How the hell? A great episode, by the way. Anybody listening to this, please go check out the Drop Podcast and listen to this episode. How the hell did you guys land Daniel Rappaport? What happened there? That's unbelievable.
So it really was. And I take... no credit in this whatsoever. Again, this is Mike just being Mike, doing Mike things. He's constantly on the phone, and he sees, like, he sends a DM. I'd say there's a list of people that he's got in his mind that he's like, these are people I want to get on the show, and he DMs them weekly, bi-weekly, just like, hey, just circling back. Want to know if you're interested in coming on the pod? Like he is nonstop doing that stuff. And I say that he's a maniac with it. And I mean it in the absolute nicest way, because we wouldn't be where we are without him doing that stuff. But that's basically it. Like, he DM'd Danny Rappaport a bunch early on. He was one of the guys. We've tagged him in stuff. I know, just like even throwing up, it's probably gone by now, but we tagged Riggs in something about, like, you know, talking about the players, right? So, like, just tagged them. And if you can catch the right time where you see that they saw it and then DM them, like, you know, they can see the DM. So, yeah. It's just a matter of right place, right time. It really is. There's no, you know, we persistence and just getting lucky is really all it was. But you don't have either of those two without having a guy like Mike just be constantly. Yeah.
It's really the only way to do it in the podcast grind, really, to get guests is, and if you, the bigger names you want, you know, without being annoying, you don't want to sit there and, you know, hit them up 3-4 times a day and be that type of person, like a high school girlfriend type shit, you know? So
100%. It's a delicate balance of being persistent and being annoying. And there's a fine line there. And if you're going about it the right way, or you're asking the right things, or you're just, you know, for us now, 75 episodes in, I think we've had some great guests. I think our list kind of speaks for itself, that we're just not too jamokes, to use a word from Pat Hayden's.
Use jabroni from your last guest.
Yeah, like jabroni.
You're not two jabronis, that's right. For sure.
You're doing. We're not just two guys. Like, we have some clout with us now with having guys on before Danny, and then now have, you know, Danny adds to that list, that the next time someone sees that, you know, they can say, oh, okay, they got Danny Rappaport on, or we've had other, you know, some of our other guests on, and it gives us a little clout for sure.
Yeah, it does.
It's shoot your shot. That's what everybody tells me. That's above me. Even Brandon over there at New Nine.
I bust his chops all the time for being a Badger, but we actually need it. So
100%. I can't say that enough. I would not be able to. Our podcast would not be able where it is without Mike, because I couldn't do that. I feel like I'd be badgering people. That's just not my personality of, like, constantly saying, like that salesman that's just like, hey, you know, do you need this today? No, okay, maybe this guy tomorrow. And that's
he is a salesman.
Yeah, that's not my personality. And Mike does that, and he does a great job with it. And great is an understatement, because again, we wouldn't be 75 episodes in. We wouldn't have nearly half the amount of guests we've had without the work that he puts in behind doing all that kind of stuff. So.
Well, the podcast shows, so.
Yeah, you guys rock, man. You guys absolutely, flow.
That's what I was just going to say. It's a good flow. It's really a good flow. I listened to, like, the last two or three of them. It's just a really good flow.
Absolutely. Thanks, fellas. Appreciate the compliments.
Yeah, man.
I like what you're doing, too. You said that it's new. You guys are doing good. I don't want to sound like I'm patting myself on the back, but it's funny that you look back and you're like,
it will get easier as we do it.
100% does. Just like, even your connection with, like, I find that early on, Mike and I would, like, talk over each other and miss, like, oh, I got, and being in the same room, I'm sure you guys, you know, do it as well. So it's one of those things where, like, you start to figure out, it's like, oh, that's his face he makes when he wants to say something, or that's, you know, he's got something to say now, or he's going to want to talk about this, I know, so we can circle back to this. Like, you just start to get to know each other a little bit more, again, like I said, I like what you're doing, and keep grinding on it, because it is going to keep growing and getting better.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Ryan. Oh, I mean, even if you go back to our intro episode and the first few compared to now, big difference.
Yeah, you sound like you're doing a Reading Rainbow introduction in the first couple.
I still do that. I already know.
He still does it a little bit.
I already know that the intro to this one, I don't like it. I already know, and that's what happens. I already know that I don't like the intro, and I'm probably going to change it up a little bit right to where I introduce you, because I hate it. I hate how I get comfortable 2 or 3 minutes into the episode with, you know, I get to be my natural self, to where when I hit that record button and I start in that first introduction, I always,
you get that little kid jitters.
I stumble over my words. I forget what I was going to say.
The whole class is watching.
But, so those are the things you just learn from.
Yeah. But I'll also say this, that's what makes you guys authentic. Like that, that kind of, you know, you do want to do a good job and I totally get that, but you also want to make sure that you, like, there's a line there between like the quote unquote perfection of the introduction or the interview or the podcast, whatever it may be, and the authenticity of it. There's definitely a line there where you want to sound good and you want to, you know, not sound like a jabroni. You want to know what, you know who you're talking about, what you're talking about, all that kind of stuff. But you also want to make it authentic. And I'll go back and I'll say this. I thought the intro was fine. So we're always our worst critics. So
yeah, always.
You're right. I hate the way I sound. I mean, I hate the way I sound. Here I am doing a podcast.
He'll flip flop a couple times.
I'm a good talker, but I hate the way I sound.
But even like you said in the beginning, when the you realize how many times you're saying I'm always like sure. I repeat, I always say things twice. I notice like yeah from Sandlot.
What was the guy's name from Casino? Johnny Two Time, Frankie Two Time.
That was good. I'm gonna go get the papers.
Get the papers.
That was great. Speaking of that, that's where all the good. You got the Sopranos. That's a Jersey show. I mean, my family's, like I said, is from North Jersey. Right on. You know, the restaurant is right on 17, only like a couple miles away from where the Bada Bing was. So you know. I mean, there's it's still there. I forgot what the name of it actually is.
Hot 22s.
Is that what it is now?
Okay. I hate that I know that.
He spit that one quick.
So when you're in Jersey, there's just certain things that you just know about, right? Like there's, and now I'm second guessing myself that it is Hot 22. I'm pretty sure it's Hot 22s, but there's just certain things that like you know in Newark where in the Sopranos, like where that restaurant was that had the pig in the top. You know, the market there, you just know certain things like, you know, like that, you know, the Stone Pony where Bruce Springsteen played, no matter where you are in Jersey and Jersey is really three different states. It's still, there's certain things that bring us all together. So
my dad, I told you I have family in North Jersey. Some of them stuck around. My dad and my uncle Ron grew up in the projects in Newark, and I think they always say it's the first ward or whatever, the ones that got demolished.
Yeah,
they got taken. They're not there anymore. My uncle says he was there. He left right after the riots in Newark, so he was there for the riots. He was actually there. He said it was, wild. He said it was. I don't want to get into some of the stories. This could be a whole separate podcast episode. But so I mean, I have a lot of family from North Jersey. The stories I hear from Jersey are insane, especially Newark, you know.
Yeah, there's some wild places, yeah.
Speaking of Jersey, Ryan, what do you think about – I was thinking about this. Maybe trying to get – you guys know Jersey well, and Jersey seems like a central location for most of the guys from the network. What do you think about at some point maybe, you know, end of the summer, early fall, finding one of those courses? You guys know the courses, so you got the drop on any of the courses. No pun intended.
I was going to say, nice drop, nice pun there. I like that.
and link up a little day outing.
Yeah, we'll drive 3 hours all day.
I love it. That'd be great. That's a great idea. And there's like, I know you guys are obviously north of us, but there's like some Pennsylvania. There's some.
Because the Bumbling Golfers over in Philly. You've got Jeff's right there in Pittsburgh, right?
No, Jeff's in Rhode Island. I think he does the Pittsburgh, but I think he's in Maryland.
Maryland. Maryland. So he's that far. That's a short ride up.
Yeah, Maryland. Yeah,
there's a good chunk of us.
So I think that would be a great idea for a little outing.
I love that. I think that's a great idea.
Absolutely.
Golfer gang outing.
Yeah.
Love it. Love the idea. I mean, I have a busy summer. It would have to be for us. September-ish.
Do a nice Saturday in September. Maybe go to a Giants game on the Giants or Jets game on the Sunday.
That's it'd have to be September for us as well, because I know that we're booking up pretty quickly with his family vacations, my family vacations. But
the Tetris stuff, man.
Tetris talk. Yeah, we're in a golf week tour that we basically play every weekend. We travel. When I say travel, the furthest we drive is a couple hours away. But it's a fun little tour we do, competitive.
What's the name of it?
Golf Week Amateur Tour. There's definitely one in New Jersey. I know.
There is. I signed up for it March. Let's see, maybe like March 11th, 2020. I think I signed up for it, and then it didn't run.
Yeah. No, I mean,
it's fun, man.
That's the thing. It kind of forces us to go play different courses that we never would have played. Yeah. Or else we're going to be like this guy and play Freer Park every weekend.
Listen, man, I go, I pay $20. I got a season pass. I pay $20 for a card. I play 18. I get any tee time I want. I'm treated like a king over there. Going nowhere.
There's something about both of those, right? Like, I don't know if I could join a country club and play the same 18 holes all the time, right? Like, I'd have to be for more than just the course, right? Not to mention, I can't afford a country club, so it's a moot point anyway. But, like, there is something to be said about, like, going and knowing, hey, I know the course. I'm going to enjoy playing. I'm going to have some fun, drink some beers, have some buds, like, whatever it might be. And then all, you know, you're off and done with your day. Like, you go do what else you got to do. Yep. But then there's also something to be said about, like, can my game travel? Like, the competitor in you is like, can I bring it to another course? Like, am I just really good at this course because I know the way that every putt breaks. I know where I can miss it. I feel comfortable in this with this shot here because I hit this shot. I don't hit driver this hole. I hit 3 wood because it brings me to this yardage, and then I hit 6 iron because it brings me to this yardage, and then I can pitch on. Like, whatever the case is, like, you get comfortable with it. So it's like, can you bring that to another place? Can you test yourself? So I might go back and forth with that.
That's this guy.
No, Mike and I go back and forth with that. Like, which one would you rather have? Yeah.
That's this guy for sure. He'll shoot a low 80s over at Freer Park every round because he knows every single break, so which direction.
The greens are very difficult over there. They're very firm. They're very fast. And I play 5 or 6 days a week, especially like when my daughter's in school. I can get out after work. I go in at 3, 4 a.m. and get out at noon, so I jump out for 9, 18, however many holes I can get in. So it's convenient. But I literally, like, I'll go play with someone who's never played that course before. And I'll tell them, like, they're looking at the putt and they think it's going to break right to left, you know, 3 feet. And I'll tell them, no, you want to putt 6 feet up this way because it's going to fall off a hill and you're going to be chasing it off the green pretty much. So it's just certain things like that, like just playing there so much, knowing the course. But I find it to benefit me because of how difficult those greens are. When I go to a different course around here, it's a little bit easier for me, to be honest with you, because of the difficulty.
He won't leave that course. I try to get him on. He's the only one he's not on the tour. We have another upstate guy he doesn't do any of the podcasts. He's a busy guy, but he travels to the Cape with us every time we go. Brad, he's on tour. Mike, he's on the tour.
You guys got a good, like, 125 members in there?
About that. There's a little over 100 now, but he won't leave what he's got over there for your park here in Troy.
Dude, I'm taking such good care of him. I mean, I got prime time tee times 9 a.m. Sunday morning. I can get literally if I call and say,
it's good for the golf game.
I'll get it out there
to get out every day.
Yeah.
But I like going to other courses to.
I do like seeing the scenery.
Some of them will beat you up more than others. And you realize, wow, that's a wicked hard course.
So I want to rewind this back to a little what we were talking about with Newark and up with North Jersey. What do you know about Jimmy Buff's hot dogs? Do you know anything about Jimmy Buff's or any Italian style hot dogs? I should say, because there's a few places in North Jersey.
No, never had them.
Really? Okay. This should be something you guys try, and then once you try it, you will be talking about it forever, dude.
Okay. What's Jimmy Buff's?
They take the bread in North Jersey is the fucking best bakeries around. Yep. Right. So they take it's called a pizza bread. So it's a round loaf bread. They take the middle out.
I never heard of these either. Never heard of
hot dogs. My mom's made them my whole life because my dad was from Newark, New Jersey. Jimmy Buff started as a small little. You could go and look at the history of Jimmy Buff.
So how are these dogs made? Let me hear this.
So there's either a double or a single. Okay, double. It speaks for itself. It's either two hot dogs or one hot dog. Basically, they load it with potatoes. Fucking all out of, like, go look up when you get off of this with me. Go check out Jimmy Buff's Italian style hot dogs.
Okay,
it's a fucking heart attack, dude. I mean, there's no doubt about it that it's a heart attack. But when I say it's incredible, the taste, and I think I always say you could take shit and put it on bread.
Bro, the way I can describe it is like half of it's like a bagel, like three quarters of a bagel, and just cut the top off.
Picture right
and
now,
stuffing okay. it full.
If when, I show so, you a picture, probably so it's deep fried. It's all deep fried hot dogs, deep fried potatoes, deep fried onions, all together. I'm all mashing.
They should call it the cardiologist.
Yeah,
they should,
dude. Write this down and talk. I'm telling you,
he's okay. Googling it right now.
I got it.
Jimmy Buff.
So hot dogs. So there's a place, and my mom's from North Jersey, and there's a place by where she was from that we'll stop in occasionally. I don't like that kind of all that stuff on a hot dog though. I'm a plain like when I go there, I get a double dog, and it's usually either with mustard or, you know, maybe I'll do like a chili dog or something like that. But when there's too much stuff on there, I'm not big on too many things on my food.
Yeah. Dude, absolutely. I'm with you, man.
It's something you're not going to have it, you know, once a week or even once a month, but once a year treat, brother.
Can't walk for 3 days after that thing.
You can't, dude. I'm telling you. Go watch it. The pictures aren't doing it justice. Go watch a video on YouTube of them doing and making it. It's
crazy.
It's incredible. But I always joke with the bakeries. Shout out to Jersey, especially North Jersey bakeries, man. I always say you could put dog shit on their bread and their rolls, and it would be
phenomenal.
Yeah,
so it's all the New York City water. We get it too. So there's actually a guy I know. His kids went to University of Florida. He retired from his job, and his kid was I think a junior, and he opened up a bagel slash like a deli, bagels, sandwiches, pizza shop down in Gainesville. And he's absolutely killing it because he's got this like water filtration system that pumps out. It takes Florida water and it adds minerals, takes minerals out, whatever it does. But on the end of it is New York City water.
So he figured the science out. Yeah.
So he's pumping out. He's absolutely, from what I hear, he is absolutely making a killing.
My dad always said it was in the water.
Yeah, I heard New York City pizza is the best because of that too.
Everything.
Are you guys outside that range? Because we get New York City water. So like our bread is like in Monmouth County is still like further south is tremendous. It's delicious.
No, we're out of that area.
We're upstate.
We're probably 2.5 hours north of the city.
We get all our, you know, where a lot of people get their stuff from though is Rockland Bakery. Oh, you've heard of Rockland.
Yeah.
They're in Rockland County, New York, and they got that New York City water.
We're by like Saratoga Racetrack.
Okay. Yeah.
By the ponies.
Yeah.
I've been up there once.
But Ryan, I really appreciate you taking the time, brother. I'm going to wrap things up here. We could talk all night about what we do and the golf world and podcasting and the whole nine.
Yeah, for sure.
But I really appreciate you taking the time. I'm going to wrap this conversation up unless these guys have
I'm just excited. Looking forward to working with you going forward with the network, man. Best of luck to you going forward and Mike as well. Hopefully eventually get to meet him and hope things just to continue to grow, man, going forward.
I'm looking forward to the round. Let's put together a September round.
I love that idea. B, if I'm ever upstate, I'm going to hit you guys up.
Absolutely.
We're going to see it up. When you guys are in Jersey, come on, let us know.
That's what this is all about. And tell the people where they can find you guys.
For sure. The Drop Podcast, anywhere you can find podcasts is really where we are. On
what's
YouTube.
What's your Instagram handle?
Instagram is @drop_pod. YouTube, it's the Drop Golf Podcast. Twitter, X, the same thing as Instagram, the @drop_pod. Guys, this has been awesome. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to it as well. And either teeing it up or more podcast stuff, whatever it may be. This was awesome.
Hell yeah, man.
Cool, man.
I really appreciate coming on. And thank you for everyone for tuning in and listening to another episode of the Upstate Golf Guys Podcast.
518 to the Cape.
Golf is done.
Itself has its own energy or life force, if you will. Its natural environment is in the home. So why don't you send him home? His bags are packed. He's got his airplane tickets. Bring him to the airport. Send him home.